once a week, or excuse me, once a month. Maybe I wish it was once a week, but at least once a month, we get an update about what's going on in Chester County. Brian Hester is the Chester County Administrator, and he joins us here each month to give us the headlines about what's happening in Chester. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, you guys.
Today is Friday, February the 20th, and there's a big event that's happening today regarding one of your parks in the county.
So today is the ribbon cutting, the grand opening for Rodman Sports Complex. And this is really, this is such an important project going on in Chester County and for the residents of Chester County. It was an approved capital project sales tax initiative in 2020. And it's gone through, it's had so many hurdles and so many ups and downs. When I came in 2023, the plans had stalled out, and Britt Stoudemire, who was our Parks and Rec Tourism Director, had a fantastic idea, and I have to give him all the credit to move the complex and the fields around. And so now, instead of having five fields, it's going to have eight fields, but it's got a state-of-the-art concession stand and score box, and just, I mean, it's a beautiful complex, and council's been gracious to allow us to spend some extra funds on the landscaping to really make it beautiful. And there's people out there right now putting the finishing touches on everything, you know, because today's a big day for our community. And that is such an important project in our community, as Rodman's sort of the hub there in the center of the county for a lot of the sports. Of course, Dawson Drive is as well. But and so this will give us eight fields, four soccer fields. And then we've got plans to build a playground and to do some other things. But, yeah, it's a really big day today. Yes. 3 o'clock.
And parks aren't only great for recreation purposes, but it's also a great way to bring people into your county who might not otherwise be.
It is, and this will allow us to host tournaments. Mm-hmm. You know, the USSSA, all-star tournaments and all that for the leagues. And so it's such a beautiful place now. You know, I compare it to my kids played travel ball, so I've traveled all over the place playing baseball, and it will be a very beautiful, nice update complex now.
It's great.
Great for the residents of Chester.
All right, let's move over to Richburg. The acting fire chief there in Richburg has requested that the county consider taking over like the payroll, workers' comp, the Richburg ambulance, and human resources. He said they like just to focus on fighting fires. Now, there has been, some turbulence there recently within the Richburg Fire Department. Kind of bring us up to speed where we stand right now and how the county has responded to this.
Yeah, and you know, obviously the investigation into the district, and that was the press release that we issued. There's an investigation into fraud within the district. That is still going on with SLED. But as we promised, service will continue. The same people will fight the same fires and provide the same service. And it has. The acting chief came in front of council. He actually wrote a letter to council members and then came in front of council. And he requested that the county take over payroll, human resource functions, take over the ambulance service. And all that is really to provide efficiency instead of, you know, a district paying for human resource, paying for payroll, paying for workers' comp insurance to be umbrellaed under the county. And we have the capability of umbrellaing them without added cost or additional manpower. And it just makes sense. It takes all... unless you have a full-time human resources staff and you're trained in handling personnel issues, let someone who is handle it. When it comes to payroll and your budgets, much easier when the county reimburses that anyway as a county entity to let the county's payroll, because that's a very well-oiled, fine-tuned machine. We have labor attorneys. We have people on staff that know what the laws are. And so I think that was the chief's goal is, hey, we need to be fighting fires, focusing on what our operations, and let's let you guys handle this. And so that was received very well. And I have to hand it to Assistant Chief Ehrmantraut. That was brave of him and courageous to come up there, especially through everything that's going on. And, you know, and throughout the entire state of South Carolina, special purpose districts and counties tend to have some turmoil in these times, especially with the loss of volunteers to an extent and trying to figure out how to keep things moving the way they were. And so for him to take that step And again, we're more than willing to be a partner in that aspect and let them fight the fires. Let them still do that stuff, right? And we'll take care, because if anything will get you in trouble, money and people will get you in trouble, right?
So money is going to money and people are going to people. That's for sure.
That's right. Thank you.
Brian Hester is the county administrator for Chester County. Brian, give us some details about this ordinance that was passed in the third reading between Chester County, Lando Investments, and Fishing Creek Associates. If folks are not familiar with all of those entities, maybe kind of give us the Cliff Notes version and bring us up to speed.
So if you, in that Lando, what I call the Lando Edgemore area, there's a couple of housing developments. And so there were two other pieces of property, two other developments that were approved years ago in 2008. And the county had entered into some litigation with the owners of those pieces of property over, you know, current ordinances and so forth and moving forward. But through negotiations over the last year and very amicable negotiations, this was not a, you know, sitting across from each other argument. This was a really amicable, and I have to hand it to those folks on the other side. They were very amenable to council's request, the community's request through community engagement forums and so forth. And really, the two products that you're going to end up with there, which will be Walker's Mill Phase 2, which is just north of what's currently Walker's Mill, and then the Lando Village. Lando Village is going to be a true mixed-use plan development. And it's going to have a town center. It's going to have beautiful brick buildings downtown for people to have businesses in. The businesses are regulated, so you're not going to have, and no offense, but you're not going to have fast food restaurants and vape shops down there, right, or gas stations. You're going to have true downtown-type businesses. With regard to architectural features on the homes, they're all either brick, stone, or hardy plank. They're going to have some back porches on them, so the lots may be a little denser, but if you drive through some of the neighborhoods, density's okay. It's your architectural and your landscape standards. Some of them, they're putting trees every so many feet between the sidewalk and the yards, which is, you know, creates a beautiful downtown after so many years. They've got an above average amount of green space. These are really nice developments, and they've given the school district a piece of land. They've given the county land for a fire station, and they're assisting with the funding of that fire station that will serve those communities. It'll be the
Even
Lando district, but it'll be a new station to serve those, 3,200-plus homes that have been approved between Winchester, Walker's Mill, and all those developments.
Wow.
That's a game changer.
It really
for the community of Lando, for them to have like a nucleus, so to speak, what you described. Hopefully that comes to fruition and we see it with our own eyes. That would be a huge game changer for that portion of Chester County, for sure.
And I think it's a few, you know, this is a, we call it a 10-year project, because people don't understand, when you approve a housing development, they don't start going up the next day, right? They've got to go through DOT, changing roads. But in that community center, they're going to have an amphitheater. They're going to have a pool. They're going to have a place for people to congregate. And I agree. I've seen these in other places, and this will be amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
It's great. Before we wrap up with Brian, you were telling us before the microphones turned on that you've been spending a lot of time in Columbia at the State House, which you would think in your role as county administrator that would make sense. But you're also part of like an association in the state, which gives you a better seat to represent not only Chester County, but other rural counties throughout the state of South Carolina.
Right. So our lobbyists with the Association of Counties, they ask certain, and I'd say they choose you. They find gullible people like myself, I guess, sometimes. But I serve on a legislative tracking committee for the Association of Counties, and I represent rural counties. And so all the House bills, all the Senate bills that are being introduced, we get them ahead of time and get to take a look at what the changes are, what the bill is, kind of the overall effects of those bills. And then we weigh in on, and my responsibility there is to weigh in on how it affects rural counties like Chester. And because it's really, you'd be surprised, some of the bills, like with regard to master inequity, we're a smaller county. We don't have a master inequity. Those are for larger counties. So I don't weigh in on those things, right? and there's some things that just don't affect rural counties. But what does affect us, and there's been numerous bills that do, the roads bill, that affects every county. And so that has been through many amendments. And so we really weigh in, and they take that seriously. I got a call yesterday, we were in Columbia, but I got a call from another, from one of the lobbyists who's with a senator. And one of the bills that we had some opposition to, that senator wanted to clear up our opposition along with their lobbyist, and they did. It was literally a 10-minute discussion, and there was some misinterpretation on our part of what the bill meant.
The way it was written.
And it can be very confusing,
right? Yeah.
Especially when it comes to ordinances and what they regulate. Mm-hmm. So it really was a 10-minute conversation that cleared up where we were actually on the same page. It was just the wording. And so that was correct. But that they take it very, very serious. And so unfortunately for me, I probably get about 30 of those a week that I have to sit and read through. Oof. And so you try to find the time to, you know, in addition to your regular job. But it is. It's
leisurely
really,
reading.
It's not light reading. I can tell you
it's
that. Because we have seen those bills before and you need a translator for it for sure. But at least you've got a seat at the table and you're checking, making sure that other rural counties throughout South Carolina that we're not forgotten about. And again, as you mentioned, what certain bills might impact certain counties differently because of their infrastructure and how many cities they have in the county. Cheshire County and other counties in the state of South Carolina are a little different. So the fact you get a voice there to share your knowledge is fantastic. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, thank
you. Brian Hester is the county administrator once again for Cheshire County.